Murder in the Dark, written by Kerry Greenwood and read by Stephanie Daniel. Phryne paused with one hand round a branch and one foot groping for a hold, like the slow loris she had once seen at London Zoo. Nicholas. What was that estimable young man doing in a tree with such a very efficient-looking rifle? She hung there for a moment, thinking. There were two reasons for being in a tree with a rifle. Well, three, she told herself, slightly numb with surprise, if you included complete raving lunacy, but he had shown no signs of it so far. The other two were to shoot someone on the ground and accomplish a murder, and to shoot a fellow sniper and prevent a murder. Of the two, Phryne thought prevention was more likely, but she was not sure, and approached her climb with a slightly less carefree attitude. It was a simple climb. A goat could have easily managed it, so possibly could Buttercup, who was watching Phryne with interest. Foot by foot, Phryne ascended. Nicholas did not react, even when her boot slipped on a loose piece of bark. He might have taken her for an unusually heavy-footed pigeon. His whole attention was concentrated on someone. In the next tree, perhaps? Phryne examined the tree. It contained, as far as she could see, seven quarrelling cockies, sulphur crests rampant, two harassed magpies, a juvenile magpie making hoarse wheezing, "I'm only a baby and you haven't fed me," noises, and a fast-asleep koala. The marsupial was curled in an upper quadrant, and surely Nicholas wasn't going to shoot a koala. It was, for a start, illegal to shoot koalas. Not to say unsporting, to kill a beast who only woke up from a little 20-hour nap to munch dreamily on gum leaves.